USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands of National Guard troops brought to the nation's capital to secure the inauguration will remain in Washington, D.C. until at least March. The Guard will continue to support local and federal law enforcement, initially reduced to 7,000 members and drawing down to 5,000 troops by mid-March. Congressman Andy Biggs says there's no justification to keep the Guard in D.C. that long. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News he hopes the troops are allowed to return home soon.
There's no justification for that. They don't want to get the Democrats don't want to get back to regular order on anything, including the nation's capital. And that is going to be a problem going forward. This is, some people have said, some commentators have suggested that this is an attempt to show power, governmental centralization of power, through the station of military all over the United States Capitol. It is unfortunate. It shouldn't happen, and I hope that they rethink that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Among the executive orders that President Biden signed in his first days in office was one revoking approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, which would have run from Alberta, Canada, to Nebraska. It's a decision that Nebraska's governor says will negatively impact his state. Governor Pete Ricketts tells Fox News that the pipeline would have brought jobs and more to Nebraska.
This is a horrible decision on the part of the new administration to do this. This is going to impact Nebraska. You know, we expected to get about 1,000 good-paying jobs here. And in fact, the premier is exactly right. These are union jobs. Some of these jobs, you know, for these skilled welders pay $135 or $150 an hour. And then, of course, there's jobs that would be permanent after the construction of the pipeline. 100 to 200 of those would be in our rural parts of our state. So, again, great-paying jobs in rural parts of our state. And then, of course, this would also deliver property tax relief to the counties that the pipeline ran through. So it really is something, it's a terrible decision, and it's going to negatively impact Nebraska and our citizens with regard to our prosperity.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 this week, saying he'd move heaven and earth to achieve his goal of administering 100 million vaccines in his first 100 days in office. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that an increase in production could help achieve that goal. He tells MSNBC that the approval of new vaccines will also help speed up the process.
As we get further into the future months, there'll be an escalation of the production and availability of vaccines, including the addition of other companies that have not yet gotten the emergency use authorization that likely will. I don't want to get ahead of the FDA, but, you know, we're waiting on their data. So as you get further and further into this, the kinds of things that the president was talking about was community vaccine centers, a much greater use of the pharmacies, mobile units to get things out. So you're going to see a really revving up of the capability and actually the implementation of getting much larger numbers of people vaccinated. So the goal we have, you know, of 100 million vaccines in the first 100 million days is a laudable goal. I believe we'll be able to do that. But as we get further on into the subsequent months and we get a lot more vaccine available, then you're going to see a much broader approach using these community vaccine centers and pharmacies, et cetera.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.